Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Follow me up to Carlow. We are continuing our tour of Ireland, bringing you to the best bits of each of our 32 counties. So far, we've been to Antrim and Armagh, but today we're off to County Carlow. And travel blogger Will Murphy is with me in studio today to tell us about some of the county's hidden gems. Will, thanks a million for
joining us. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, it's lovely to meet you in studio today. Carlow is not a county that I know at all. I've been there once for work.
I know.
So you're going to have to...
Carlow is always overlooked, isn't it? It's always kind of one people drive through.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
So little,
in the Midlands.
So little about it.
Yeah.
So if I was planning to go for a weekend or I was looking for a staycation over the summer, where would you send me?
Okay, so there's loads to do. Carlow's perfect as well because it's about an hour from Dublin as well. So it's really easy to get to. It's in the middle of Ireland. So I'd start off in Tullow.
Right.
Tullow. I'd start with breakfast. Very important. Start with food. Water Lily's Cafe is perfect for brunch. I'd recommend. French toast is very good there. They're really nice. Then walk down the road and you go into Tullow Museum, which is a really unique small museum, right? Okay, so it's really... It's like full of like random bits from the history of Carlow and the rebellion of the 1798 rebellion, which happened in the town square. So there's really unique kind of stuff in there and they're very interesting people. And that's on a donation basis as well. So you can give what you want to them when you go in.
Hmm.
And then after that, I'd walk down the road again and go to Johnston Tailors. Have you heard of Johnston Tailors before?
No.
So they're creators of the James Kavanagh dart jacket. Have you seen that? So James Kavanagh for the VIP Style Awards one time, he wore a jacket that was teamed up from the lining of the dart. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Oh my God, I have seen it. Yes.
So this is where he got that suit made. And this is also where Michael D. Higgins got his suits all through his presidency. Where he got all of his suits.
Johnston Tailors.
Right. Very interesting place. Very interesting man. His name is Michael Johnson. So he's really interesting to talk to and like learn a bit of history about the town.
Yeah.
Well. It's really good. So then 10 minutes from there, I go to Altamount Gardens, which is like a nice kind of, there's a garden centre. There's lovely gardens, there's walled gardens. But things people actually miss there is if you go beyond the garden, there's kind of like a woodland path. It's a bit Alice in Wonderland kind of vibes. So it's really nice. And you can go down the river there. And there's a lovely old kind of stairway, which has like 100 steps on it as well. So for those...
looking for something more active.
More active, yeah. That's a good one.
100 steps.
And yeah, it's a really kind of unique place. For a more active adventure as well, you could hike Mount Leinster.
Yeah.
So it's a really good one. That's the highest point in Carlow. That's pretty accessible as well. You can actually get a road straight up to the very top, or you can do a nice loop, which is about 8 kilometres, which is really nice. Or you can do the Barrow Way, which is like a nice flat adventure, which is next to the River Barrow, which is really lovely. And then go with the flow kayaking, which is really nice, which is on the River Barrow. You can kayak kind of in a nice calm way down the Barrow, or else you can go rafting. So you can like white water raft.
Mix it up a little bit. So plenty to do in Tullow.
In Tullow. Tullow's a really good one now. Yeah, really,
so this
really
is
good.
Where you're kicking off your weekend road trip.
Yes.
From there to...
Next we're on to Boris Town, right? So this is the first kind of Instagrammable kind of spot where we're going to. So it's Plure Bakery in Joyce's Pub. It's a really kind of, it's kind of popped off on TikTok a bit there. But basically it's only open 2 days a week. It's a very like kind of popular spot. The pub itself, it's within a pub and it's a 100-year-old
That's
pub.
That's very unusual.
Yeah, very unusual.
The bakery in the pub.
So it's like one of these kind of like really cozy, cute pubs.
Yeah.
And it has like the grocery side at the top.
Ah, the old, yeah,
really
traditional.
Nice.
Love that.
And so every 2 days a week they bring out and they make these delicious pastries. Some of the best now you'll ever find in the country. So it's definitely one to check out. They grow their own wheat and they mill it and they make their own flour and then they bake all their stuff with that flour. So it's really, really like unique, cool spot. Really, really good one. So then from there, when you're in Boris, you can check out the viaduct, which has great views all around. It used to be like a railway kind of track viaduct.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been converted now, so you can walk there and get great views of the place. And then you also have M. O'Shea's Pub, which is another great old man kind of style pub.
Yeah, if you're looking for a little bit of R&R on your weekend.
Which is very important.
I always like to plan where I'm going to eat when I'm away for a weekend or on holidays.
Always,
so where would you recommend?
Really important. Yeah, so we have a couple of places. So Clashganny House restaurant is in St. Mullins and they've won a couple of culinary awards. They're really good. A nice kind of dining spot. And a more casual spot would be like the Parlour at Doyle's in Bagnallstown, which is kind of burgers, pizzas, food truck kind of stuff with a nice open outdoor seating area, which is really
something
nice.
Kind of affordable. What about accommodation in Carlow? Where's good?
Okay, accommodation. So Huntington Castle Bed and Breakfast is really nice. It's a 17th century castle. It's in Clonegal and it's €210 for a double room or a twin room, and that includes breakfast, and you also get a tour of the castle with that as well, which I think is really nice. Kind of nice little package. And then also a unique stay is the Blackstairs Shepherd's Huts, which is really nice. So they're like, it's like a kind of glamping setup. It's kind of hard to picture, but it's sort of like a, it's nearly like a trailer, kind of a nice fancy trailer, and has a proper bed inside and lovely little bits and stuff around. But they're an ecotourism business, so they're all about like the eco side of things, and they do foraging.
I'm looking at them here. Yeah, they're very kind of funky,
very unique. Funky looking,
I love that there's so many different types now.
Of accommodation. You always find something like that, I feel like, in every county in Ireland, which is so great now, like that you can, you know.
It's kind of like a wooden shed that you'd have in a garden.
Yeah.
On stilts.
But you'd be happy to sleep in that, wouldn't you? You'd be happy
out
there.
That's great.
But yeah, they do like things like foraging as well, and they have organic lunches, and that's €115 for two guests, and that includes breakfast, which I think is very good, actually.
Yeah. So from accommodation in between Tullow and Barris for the rest of the weekend, where would you send us? What other parts are worth seeing?
So other parts, if you decide then to get another day of it after your accommodation, you have people in campervans have the choice to go to the Barrow Valley Activities Hub, which is kind of on the border of Carlow as well. That's a great place for campervans. But you can go beyond then as well for more adventures to Duckett's Grove, which is really nice.
What's that like?
So that's it's one of the most popular, one of the most photographed like ruins in Ireland. So it's a Gothic kind of style castle. It's very cool. And it has like walled gardens and acres of land for people to like explore. It's very iconic looking. It's really cool.
Okay.
And you'll find an Irish designer there called Tanya Dean's shop. And she's really interesting to talk to and chat and look at some really like unique Irish designs. It's really cool spot there as well. So that's definitely one to check out. Good for families as well, that kind of thing. And then if you make it up to Carlow Town, you have like things like the Visual Arts Centre, which is really nice. You have the Delta Sensory Gardens and the Weaver's Cottages. And for those of us who like a cocktail, the Terrace Bar is really nice in Carlow Town. That's a really lovely spot.
Yeah, if you're looking to pass time on your Saturday night.
Yes, always very important.
To take in the town sights.
Absolutely.
The hidden gems at the other places. Listeners getting in touch as well. 087 1400 106 to tell us about. There's saunas somewhere in the region.
Loads of saunas. Yeah, so there's...
I love that they're popping up everywhere.
Yeah, which is fantastic. It's so needed. And I love that they're in the most rural of places.
Yeah.
So like one is in St Mullins, which is a real hidden spot in itself. Heron Sauna. It's a really great spot. It's really like just immersed within the trees and everything. And there's a story where a crow keeps showing up at the... do you know the way crows like steal silver shiny things and drop them? So they have a crow situation there where a crow keeps ending up leaving shiny objects at the foot of the sauna every day. And they don't know what the story is with this, but they've seemed to have befriended a crow. But that's a gorgeous place to check out. And beside it, then you have the Mullaghcleugh Cafe, which is really nice. And you have a walk along the river. And you have Blanchfield Pub, which is gorgeous there as well. So St Mullins itself is such a real hidden spot that I feel like no one really gets to see.
It's the gem that's never mentioned.
It's the gem that's never mentioned.
Yeah, you're selling Carlow to me.
That's good. That's what I'm here to do.
Would you travel most of the county over the course of a weekend?
You could do, yeah. So everything I've kind of listed there, you would get that done in 2 days. To be fair,
if you just want to tick box, whistle stomp tour of the county, you could do it over the course.
Weekend. I know. Yeah, it's kind of nice to stay and take in a site as well, but you could definitely fit in the majority of it anyway, for sure.
Yeah, it's nice to get some new recommendations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Particularly if the weather's going to stay like this.
I know, it's gorgeous, yeah. So this is the time to get out, people.
Absolutely. Well, we ask all of our listeners who have been joining us over the last few weeks for Have You Been To tell us their summer song.
Oh, yes.
What's yours?
So mine is actually John Gibbons, a song by John Gibbons. It's called Pretty Young Thing. And John is actually originally from Carlow.
Ah, well, there's a nice nod.
There you go.
To the county.
Yeah.
Listen, Will, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. Content creator Will Murphy there with his recommendations if you're planning a little getaway to County Carlow.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.